to the economy now. The president talked about ways of getting the U.S. economy on the upswing, but nothing he mentioned last night can argue with the latest figures from the Case-Shiller Home Price Index showing that the housing market in the U.S. is still on its way to the bottom. Home prices falling in 19 out of 20 cities, making it likely that we could be headed for a double dip, at least in the housing market. Remember when they were calling it a housing correction back when the Bush administration was on its way out? Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, joins us now. We're not talking housing correction here. We're talking about prolonged sort of real depression in the housing industry if we just look at that segment alone.
This is really housing scariness, John, because the market had looked like it was getting better. You know, we were talking last spring on the show about market figures that looked better, but we knew even back then that there was this thing called the tax credit for new home sales that was really helping it. And what we're seeing now in the data, it takes a long time for the data to come out because it relies on an average of prices over 3 months. But what we're seeing now is what Standard & Poor's, which puts out the index, said right. has been an unambiguous deceleration since last May. And that's when the housing credit ended.
And all of the trends point that that this can't come out of this crater because you've got adding inventory because of the foreclosures, and that crisis continues. The low interest rates don't seem to be helping, and we've kind of hit bottom on low interest rates. And even the availability of credit is only really working at the people at the high end of the sort of credit score.
That's right. And, you know, the other thing people are pointing to is that this dip that we saw in October and November was in cities like Detroit and Las Vegas that you know are bad off, but it was also in cities that you might not think of as the housing boom and bust cities. It was in Atlanta, it was in Chicago, it was in Portland, Oregon. Those three cities all fell over 7% in October and November from the year before. So this is hitting everywhere. And there are a lot of people talking about, you know, maybe more out-of-the-box solutions, like you talked about the homes that are being foreclosed on and then put on the market. So then we have too many houses on the market. Some people are saying, why don't you just rent those to the owners so that you don't put more on the market right now? Because it does seem like there's this bad spiral.
And there's this psychological dimension in the housing industry in that it really takes a leap of faith to decide to buy a house, and all the numbers point against people really taking that leap at this point.
Well, you know, we're not technically in a double dip because Standard & Poor's, they put out the index. They say that you're not in a double dip until you reach the previous low again. And we have another 3.3% to go down before we would get to where we were in April 09. April 09 was the last low. So you really want to see a couple more months of data. Maybe it will pick back up. But you're right. People are saying, on the one hand, this is the best time ever to buy. A house in Atlanta, for instance, cost the same as it did 11 years ago. So people look at that and say it's a great time to buy. And then people look at that and also say, maybe it's a horrible time to buy. Maybe we're going to go back to pricing in Atlanta of 20 years ago. And just no one really knows.
So the S&P is saying, no, this isn't a double dip, arguing pretty strenuously with your colleague David Streitfeld, who says it is a double dip.
It's just all how you define it. You know, S&P says, yes, we're headed downwards, but they say it's not a double dip till we get to our previous low, and we've got some more downward motion to do before you'd get to their technical definition.
Continuing crisis in the housing industry. If you're looking at your own home mortgage, it's not technical in your world. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.